To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator. Thank you very much, Mr. Egan, for joining us. Now, what does this signify? Why all of a sudden, at this point in time, should Australia come out to say that they recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel, although they're not moving their embassy there yet?
Well, it's really a political maneuver by the face of Scott Morrison, really. I mean, he's doing this to appease the United States and to get in good with Israel, but not moving the embassy. So they're saying they're not going to move the embassy until there's peace between the two, until there's a peace process. But by, you know, moving the embassy, he's kind of ensured that's not going to happen, because these sorts of moves just embolden the Israeli people to carry out more acts of terrorism against the people of Palestine and further widen the gap. So, you know, he's kind of playing both sides there, speaking with a forked tongue, if you will, saying he supports the peace process of Palestine, but at the same time, he's going to move the embassy and embolden Israel to continue its activity. You know, it's just political theater, really, to gain himself validity. There's nothing really in it except offering this support to the state of Israel, which, again, is an abominable thing to do, because Israel is carrying out massive war crimes against the people of Palestine, and these sorts of moves just impede the process further and further.
Do you believe that there might have been some discussions over the phone, or maybe some meetings with certain people, in order to make this announcement at this point in time? We've seen Netanyahu traveling to some Arab Muslim nations also, which has bothered Palestinians as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, Netanyahu's facing a pretty difficult time at the moment. He's not in the best of standing in his own country at the moment, so he's attempting to rally international support. So this could also be seen as a move to support Netanyahu in his embattled position. But the problem is, even with Netanyahu, I mean, Netanyahu's done some terrible stuff, but the problem is that if he goes, the people who will replace him are even more extreme. So it's not looking good in any front from this. But, yeah, I'd say there was probably some phone calls made. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, I can't confirm that, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
And finally, Mr. Egan, do you believe that, according to international law, is this move legal?
Well, I don't see it as legal, because Jerusalem is occupied territory. I mean, if you look at the original borders that were set up between Palestine and Israel, these borders are nowhere near what they should be. And all of the territory that Israel has claimed in Palestine is still Palestinian territory. It's occupied territory. Jerusalem al-Quds is under dispute. There is no right that Israel really has to that. They're claiming that it was our capital 3,000 years ago. Well, we don't really know what was happening 3,000 years ago, especially with the history we're given by mainstream academia. So that point's even debatable as well. Yeah, it's a terrible move, and it is an illegal situation as well. You know, Israel should not be allowed to claim Jerusalem as its capital, especially at this stage of the conflict.
Thank you very much, Mr. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, joining us live from Brisbane.